بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي العباس سهل بن سعد الساعدي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: يا رسول الله، دلني على عمل إذا عملته أحبني الله وأحبني الناس. فقال: ازهد في الدنيا يحبك الله، وازهد فيما عند الناس يحبك الناس. حديث حسن، رواه ابن ماجه وغيره بأسانيد حسنة. هذا السهل بن سعد الساعدي رضي الله عنه says that a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked, Ya Rasulullah, indicate to me, show me an action that if I do it, then Allah will love me and the people will love me. Show me such an action that if I perform this action, I engage in this action, Allah will love me and the people will love me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, he said, izhad fi dunya. And he detach yourself from this world. Make do with little of this world. Don't become consumed by this dunya, by the love of this dunya. If you do that, Allah will love you. Wazhad fi ma inda nas, and be content or detach yourself with what is by the people. In other words, the possessions of the people, what the people own, you must move yourself away from that. Don't have your gaze on the things of people. People will love you. So the first one is zuhud fi dunya. And as we mentioned all the ahadith so far, the explanation is again simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not saying that you must not engage in dunya at all. In fact, in the verse of the Quran, وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا آتَكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, that you must seek the hereafter using the means that Allah has granted you, and do not forget your portion of this world, that which is halal for you to consume, to earn, to attain, so that you may survive in this world and you may live a life so that you can perform good deeds for the akhirah. If a person has no strength at all, he's got weakness, he's got no food, he can't even stand up for salah, he can't fast, he can't give zakat, that's not intended. What is intended, that bare minimum a person requires, he shouldn't have long aspirations and I will do this 10 years time and 20 years time and just amass wealth and doesn't spend it on the poor, the needy and good causes, not. When a person does not become consumed with this world, he detaches himself from dunya, he doesn't have that muhabbat for it, his glance is not always towards getting more and more of this dunya. In fact, he lives a simple life and he is content with whatever little Allah has given him, then he will be engaging more for the akhirah, and Allah will then love him. And the same thing, if people have things and you keep on pestering them, but give me this, give me that, each time a person has something of the world, you are always there and you are asking him to share that particular thing with you, he will get fed up with you, he'll become frustrated, he'll see this person every time is keep on nagging me, and he will avoid you. So if you detach yourself from what people own, and your gaze is not on their material possessions, then people will love you. They won't feel difficult to have you in their company, because otherwise the person who's always asking people for their material possessions, then they will become frustrated, they will not be comfortable in this person's company. So the zuhud fi dunya, the word zuhud means to become ascetism, ascetic. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, break yourself away from the dunya. We're talking about the love of this dunya, to become consumed in dunya. Then Allah will love you, and that which is by the people, their possessions, your gaze should not be there, then they will love you. وعن النعمان بن بشير رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال ذكر عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى ما أصاب الناس من الدنيا. Umar radiallahu ta'ala once mentioned what the people acquired of the dunya. This is after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, there were many countries and towns that were conquered and fell into the lot of the Muslims. And of course, a lot of spoils of war came to them. And a lot of the riches of the world fell at their feet. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala was discussing with the Sahaba and the Tabi'in at the time. فَقَالَ لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَظَلُّ الْيَوْمَ يَلْتَبِي مَا يَجْدُ مِنَ الدَّقْرِ مَا يَمْلَأُ بِهِ بَطَنَهُ رواه مسلم. He says, I can recall the days of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I saw Rasulullah sallam spending the entire day يَلْتَبِي twisting and turning. Why? Because he was extremely hungry. مَا يَجِدُ مِنَ الدَّقْرِ he did not even find inferior quality of dates. مَا يَمْلَأُ بِهِ بَطَنَهُ to fill his stomach. And today, mashallah, we see Ramadan coming and advertisements on different types of deeds. Allah has given us so much. We will make shukr for this. Rasulullah, despite being able, and Allah offered him that whatever dunya you want, the whole world you can get, Allah Rasulullah chose to live a simple life, a life of contentment, not greed and just hankering after the world. So, Umar radiallahu anhu was discussing with the tabi'een and telling them, like how many times our elderly, they will sit with the grandchildren and say, you know, in our times, just to earn half a loaf of bread, we had to go out and strive the entire day just to bring just a little bit of food to put on the table. And today, you all have got so much to show them, they should appreciate the efforts of their forefathers. Here Umar radiallahu anhu is recalling the days of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he saw the tabi'een enjoying so much of the dunya, he said, I can recall Rasulullah twisting and turning the entire day. He did not find even sufficient deeds, not even good quality of deeds, inferior quality of deeds, just to fill his stomach. May Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. May Allah give us a simple and life full of contentment and qanaat. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.